Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Manny Avramides back on the show. Manny is CEO of the American Management Association International. He's been running that organization for a long time now, and they have a multifaceted professional educational system that they provide to leaders all over the world. And he's here to talk to us about some really important issues. Manny, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
What's on the front burner for you these days? What are you hearing? What are you people telling you that is really important to them?
Well, as you know, we service organizations of all sizes, anywhere from small businesses, 10, 20 people, all the way up to the Fortune 500. And one of the things that they've been coming to us with quite a bit lately is the sexual harassment challenge.
Yeah.
And not so much.
What
did
they say when they show up and they start forming the words to describe what they're going to talk to you about? What does it sound like when they first talk to you?
Well, they're concerned. They're concerned. They're being tried on past behaviors, and they want to make sure that they make it right for the future. Mm-hmm. You know, almost all of them have policies in place. Almost all of them understand what's right and what's wrong. The challenge is we've had a survey in the past that still confirms 2 out of every 3 women have either witnessed or been a direct victim. Mm-hmm. So they're coming to us and asking us on how to change the behavior and the makeup of their organizations. And in some cases, it becomes extremely complex. It starts in the U.S. and works its way around the world where there's different cultures and beliefs. And in other cases, it's a bit more simple when you're dealing with a smaller business. One location, you know, owner, operator type situation. So I can tell you that we're quickly shifting their focus to diversity and inclusion and belonging. In essence, we're recommending and implementing programs that are helping them build organizations that are more reflective of their community, from a diversity standpoint, and not only at the worker level, but all the way through to the C-suite. Mm-hmm. And that is giving, you know, a boost to the culture and the understanding of the C-suite of what's in front of them. And then there's a slew of programs all the way through performance management to incentives.
How does diversity and this may be a dull kind of question, but I don't think it is. I think it's worth asking. How does diversity, focusing on diversity, address the sexual harassment issue?
So if most organizations today have policies, procedures, and cultures that are set up by guys like me, to be very honest with you, a middle-aged white male,
right.
who's educated and has an understanding of society and understanding of employees, in particular here at AMA and what we do, but never really walked in the steps of a person who's being the victim of such behavior. So
our sensitivity might not be as refined and as elegant as it needs to be.
Yeah, and most of that, I think folks are well-meaning. It's unconscious. We would consider unconscious bias.
Right.
And the question
mm-hmm.
is, well, how do you change that? And telling someone to change it without changing the makeup of the organization or giving them a plan on how to do that over time with qualified people, not just for the sake of diversity, but for the sake of having a diverse, qualified group of individuals.
So you're not just saying having a diverse workforce. You're saying make sure that there's diversity in the development of policies and procedures and the way the company operates goes to market. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So what you would see in a lot of companies is at their employee level, there's plenty of diversity. And as you work your way up through management and the C-suite, there's less and less of it. And that could be ethnic. It could be gender and so on. And the question, the suggestion that we have and much of this is based on research that we've done with our client base, is if you have a diverse group, a vertical diverse group at every level within the organization, you're usually going to come up with a more innovative way and a more inclusive way of handling matters within the organization.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something in James Surowiecki's book, The Wisdom of Crowds, he says that. He points out that if you have five PhDs working on a problem, and then you give the same problem to two PhDs and three high school graduates, the less educated group will come up with a better result. The wisdom of crowds is part of that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. 20 till. Right back with Manny Avramides. He's with the AMA, American Management Association. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you. Stay with us.
What's on my wall?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.